A comedian, unique. A lot of comedians out there are very funny today. Guys like Jerry Seinfeld, who I think is hilarious. But then you get the other side of people who swear and curse, and that's their
I hate
act.
that.
And what is your opinion on all that kind of stuff?
I just hate it. Freud points out, explains why a dirty joke is always funnier. Always. But because it's always funnier, it's easier to get a laugh that way. And when a really gifted fellow like Buddy Hackett or Eddie Murphy uses what we call blue material, I always resent it. They're cheapening their own talent. You never heard Bob Hope tell a dirty joke in his life.
No.
You would if you were sitting around with him, but not to go out there on stage. No, that's too easy. That's dropping your pants for a laugh.
Yeah, well, some people like to do that kind of stuff. I mean,
I suppose so.
Yeah, and I think it takes a lot more talent to go on a stage and kind of bare your soul and tell jokes without getting dirty, without getting off color. It's a lot more talent.
Yes, it takes skill. You need to have an ability to tell a joke and to entertain an audience, and not depend on the easy laugh that the dirty stuff gives you. And besides that, you offend a lot of people.
Tony, how long have you been in the business?
My goodness, about 60 years.
60 years.
Oh, at least.
How much has it changed? I mean, what are some of the, I mean, now you see the development of cable television, in fact, the development of television, and all these things that have revolutionized show business. What kind of changes have you seen since you started in this business?
Well, vaudeville died, of course. The Broadway scene has changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came to New York to be an actor, Broadway was doing 200 shows a year. Now they do four or five. The sitcom completely replaced the little comedy that used to be the staple of Broadway season.
Mm-hmm.
The other biggest change I've seen is tall ballet dancers.
Cracks me up. Yeah, you got a very, very funny humor. Where did this come from? Are any of your parents funny?
No.
Where did the humor come from?
God knows.
Was it from your childhood? Did you have a sad childhood?
I had a very happy childhood. But I read that all humor comes from a scar.
Usually,
I don't know. I really don't know.
So, I mean, when did you develop this? When you were in school, were you a class clown?
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's been true all my life.